Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors is expected to approve and authorize a contract between the City of Blue Lake and the Sheriff's Office at today's meeting. The City and the Sheriff's Office have agreed to extend a contract that expired in June of last year. That contract extension runs through January 1st of 2015 and stipulates that the Sheriff's Office will provide patrol deputies 10 hours a day, 7 days a week. Blue Lake will reimburse the Sheriff's Office for the cost of the service to the tune of $295,000 per year. Since the last contract expired, Sheriff's deputies have not provided routine patrols, but did respond to calls for assistance in Blue Lake. Blue Lake and the Sheriff's Office have signed law enforcement contracts since the city disbanded its police department in 2008. The supervisors will also hear a presentation from representatives of the Karuk and Yurok tribes regarding an upcoming multi-million-dollar broadband fiber optic cable project. The tribes have been awarded $6.6 million for the Klamath River broadband project that will connect residents with high-speed internet. The presentation will focus on the importance of having redundant broadband access for rural communities and to highlight the importance of providing that access to communities across the region. Delnord County Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers arrested 27-year-old wanted man David Rhodes over the weekend. Rhodes, who was wanted on 3 felony warrants, one each from Delnord and Curry counties and one from Colorado, was reported to be at a residence at the Hidden Creek Apartments on Scenic Creek Drive. Law enforcement units set up a perimeter, and Rhodes was later found hiding in an apartment. The resident of that apartment, Jose Pena, along with two women, Fawn Ochoa and Stephanie McDonald, were all arrested in connection with Rhodes. Rhodes is expected to face charges for several burglaries committed in the area, and the CHP suspects him of being behind several stolen vehicle incidents as well. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of an assault with a firearm in the 1000 block of Monterey Road in Redwood Valley. Deputies contacted the 27-year-old male victim, who said that he was with his girlfriend, 26-year-old Angela Hayden, at her residence when they began to argue. The victim was inebriated and called a friend to pick him up from the residence. The victim and his friend were about to drive away when Hayden exited the house with a pistol and shot at their vehicle several times, striking the rear passenger window and a rear tire. The victim and his friend drove down the road and contacted law enforcement. Deputies made contact with Hayden and noticed spent cartridge casings in the driveway and a separate vehicle that had been hit by bullets. Hayden was arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail on charges of attempted murder and discharging a firearm at an occupied vehicle. The Fortuna Police Department is scheduled to receive the California Law Enforcement Challenge Second Place Award today at City Hall. The challenge, sponsored by the California Highway Patrol, is a competition between law enforcement agencies focused on maintaining the best traffic safety programs in the state. The program allows agencies to be recognized for their traffic safety accomplishments. That ceremony begins at 11 o'clock this morning. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
FAFSA. It means free application for federal student aid. It's Cash for College. This month, the Humboldt County Office of Education will be putting on Cash for College events. It only takes an hour, but could equal thousands of dollars towards funding for two-year, four-year tech or career training opportunities. Log on to decadeofdifference.org for more information, locations, and times for these Cash for College events. Your income doesn't matter. Your chosen field of study doesn't matter. Helping you further your education is what matters. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The effort to attract new airline service to the California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport is ongoing, although it is proving difficult to convince airline companies to provide their services on the North Coast. County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg outlines the steps being taken to persuade airlines to invest in the region.
You know, the county has went out and got a revenue guarantee for $1 million. We've waived every single fee there is at the airport. What does it take? We have a recruiting effort going on. You know, they go to the Chicago and Seattle and wherever else to go on these recruiting trips.
Sundberg went on to express frustration that airlines are not accepting the offer.
I thought it was going to happen last summer for sure. And after we have all the fees waived and after a revenue guarantee where you can't lose money if you do this, it just doesn't seem like you think that a business, they would have to. They would be hard to pass up.
Sundberg added that technological improvements to the airport, including extended runways and an improved radar system, should be enticing to potential airlines. Humboldt State students have returned to campus for the spring semester. That begins today. Humboldt State, fresh off celebrating the school centennial in 2013, will unveil a new flag to be flown on campus. That ceremony will be held this morning at the campus flagpole across from the library. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.